This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And there's a lot of questions about legality, political fallout, and economic interests in Latin America. Vic Ragapathy spoke to a local political science professor.
Swarthmore College professor of political science Ben Berger says while there's been longstanding bad blood with Venezuela, such as an indictment of President Nicolas Maduro during Donald Trump's first term, Saturday's abduction essentially came out of the blue.
It's not as if we can trace this back to the administration's announced plans. We can't trace it back to a campaign platform.
And Berger says when looking to the past for context, this is decidedly different from when the U.S. deposed Panamanian leader Manuel Noriega 36 years ago.
5 days before the invasion, Noriega had said that they were in a state of war with the U.S. His military had actually caused some casualties among U.S. military personnel.
It's up in the air how much governing of Venezuela the U.S. will handle. Berger says America's recent attempt to reshape Iraq went poorly.
The U.S. went in, did promote regime change, tried to do nation building, and it really did not turn out well for Iraqis and not well for the U.S. either. Oil companies benefited.
And Berger says a major question moving forward is, with the U.S. in place to control Venezuela's massive oil reserves, who stands to benefit?
Which oil companies get access to those reserves of any given country is often a political question. The prospect of this administration's allied oil companies being able to go in to open up oil reserves, those are really political questions.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.